to get next to you. Oh, I just can't leave you alone.
Christmas happened. We're now on the third. We're on the 31st. We're on New Year's Eve, actually. So it's kind of weird, but whatever.
I'm probably so at the cottage.
What?
I'm really? Either at the cottage or drunk right now, or both.
Or both, yeah. Yeah, I'd say both. Yeah. Just drunk though, really?
Probably not. It's usually one or the other, because when it's both together, bad things happen.
What kind of trouble could you possibly get into?
Have you not heard about the wedding story?
No, tell me the wedding story.
Oh, so we were at the cottage for my cousin's wedding. Everyone was at the reception was there, the ceremony was there, all that stuff. So the ceremony happens, very nice, blah blah blah. We're drinking wine and cocktails beforehand, wine and cocktails afterwards. A joint comes out at some point. Take a couple tokes. Maybe have a little more wine. And then proceed to defile one of the porta potties they set up outside with vomit for a half hour.
Defile is not the word that comes with vomit. That would be exculpatory. I mean,
proceed to explode all over the place.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
And then feel guilty.
Defile is another end.
And then feel guilty. So since it was one of the, because it was one of the porta potties with the sink. So I was sitting, because I went to go to the bathroom, and in the certain situation we had to sit, and then there's a little sink there, so I feel I have to throw up, so I throw up in the sink, and then it proceeds to overflow. So I feel guilty and want to clean up after myself, so I'm in there even longer trying to clean the mess with water
from
the pump
sink.
Wait,
this is a port-a-john?
Yeah.
Oh, just flip the fucker, get out of the thing, flip it over, and be like, son of a bitch, what have I done? And they just go, or blame it on somebody else, even better. Be like, one of the fucking caterers back into it or something.
So, yeah, I was in there. The next day, I was fine, but, yeah, that was a bad night. Oh, and the Monday was the Monday I went down for to the UN for the first time, I think. So, oh, that was an interesting weekend. That was...
Sounds like it, yeah. Yeah, it definitely sounds like it.
So that's why I don't mix anymore. It's one or the other.
You reminded me that I forgot to tell my Christmas story last week. That's what I should have mentioned last week. For those of you who don't know, because I'm assuming there's a lot of you that know Ryan, not so much me, and also some of you that know me now but didn't know me years ago. A couple of years back, had some problems. Still have the same problems now, but that's why I go to therapy. I got under control, that kind of shit. So I had to go, for many reasons, ended up in a psych ward of a hospital for Christmas, which is the best time to be in a psych ward. If you ever plan on killing yourself or doing all those things and then getting caught and having to go get treatment for it, Christmas all the way. Because it is the fucking most horrifying thing ever, because they try to acknowledge that Christmas is a wonderful time of the year to try and cheer you up, but then they acknowledge the fact that many people who have emotional problems don't do good with the holidays, because probably the reason they have emotional problems or the reason they're depressed is because something regarding the holidays, i.e. family. So basically, big fucking shit mess. So one of the worst situations you can be in indoors is there if there's a fire, obviously, because you're trapped and there's a fire, you know, very scary. Well, a fire in a hospital is pretty bad, but at least they can kind of section things off and they can kind of close areas down and whatever. So when I was there during the week I was staying at the hospital, one day all the alarms go off and all of the orderlies say, all right, okay, most of the staff, like basically there's like 12 people. 11 out of the 12 are going outside to get away from the fire, of course, because, you know, it's like they want to be safe and, you know, they don't want to get hurt. But the thing is that you have a whole ward of potentially dangerous people,
yeah,
to themselves and others. You don't want them to be outside even if there is a fire. So the best thing they came up with was there was an activities room in the far corner of the ward, away from on the far side of the hospital. So basically it's on an outside wall. So, and there's windows. So theoretically, if it's really that bad, I guess the fire department could come and rescue us via the window. But, you know, fucking I guess were kind of like, you know, pretty low priority, considering that most of the people in the hospital were trying to kill themselves anyway. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like, whatever. So they locked us in a room with one orderly and about like 20 disturbed people. That was certainly the worst circumstances I think I've ever been in around Christmas, and that's why I think I kind of have like Christmas jitters every year since, because the whole everything surrounding that was just pretty bad. I thought that would come off as a funnier story, but I guess being there, you had to be there. I guess is the idea. Just me being locked there with a bunch of people that were like, ah, holy shit, the building's on fire, and there's fucking a spaceship coming down from the fucking planet Xenon, and it's coming to pick me up to get me away from this fire. You know, like there were some serious fucking crazy people there. Like, I would think, I would say I got problems, so I wouldn't say I'm crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, but those were some fucking crazy people, especially, oh, man. One of my favorite go-to stories whenever someone ever asked me about, like, what was my opinion of group therapy was one of the people I was locked in that room with. Previously, in that day, we were having group therapy, and they went to that girl, and, you know, I don't mean to make fun of her. You know, I'm very sorry she has to live like this, but what she said was about the hardest thing ever for me to process, because I'm sitting about two seats away from her in group therapy, and you're sitting in a circle. Mm-hmm. And the lady, the nurse that was running group therapy said, you know, what? Why don't you make some friends? You know, and the girl goes, well, I don't want to make friends because the voice in my head tells me that I'm not worth making friends. I'm not worth it. I shouldn't make friends, and so on and so forth, whatever. I think I've told you this one already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and she's like, well, why don't you tell the voice that you are worth it, and you know, you have worth, and that you should be friends with people? And she's like, well, yeah. Sometimes I can convince the voice that I'm worth. And I'm worth it. It's good for me to have friends. So I try to make some friends, and everything starts going really well until the voice tells me to hurt them. And the way she kind of like casually was like, oh yeah, and the voice, like, I make some friends, and the voice tells me to get them. You know, I'm sitting two seats away from this woman, trying not to, like, I'm biting my hand, trying not to laugh. And then later in the day, I get locked in a room with this woman. So.
No.
Yeah, when there's a fire going on outside of the ward, so it's like, you know, fucking, yeah, gotta love Christmas.
And you tried very hard not to be friends with her, I assume.
Oh, yeah, I wanted nothing to do with her after that. I was like, lady, I'm sure you're wonderful, but I'm gonna, at least, I want glass between us if we're gonna be friends.
Glass she can't break through. Maybe steal it.
Or at least if I see her, like, breaking through it, like fucking, like, T-1000 style, I can kind of, like, run away, you know? Like, at least some sort of glass is going to take a while for her to get to me, so at least I have the chance to run away.
Yep.
So, anyways, Rachel is in Texas.
Yep.
A issue of debate between Rachel and I lately has been I'm around the apartment more often than not. I really wanted to get, a pet or something around the apartment. Not just because I don't want to say I'm lonely, because I can call people, and like I got people, but you know, I was like, I've always been interested in the pet idea, because like I've never had a pet of my own growing. Like I guess I had like turtles and shit when I was a kid, like hermit crabs and shit. But like it was no, I'm serious. It was always like turtles and hermit crabs, like very very small things. Because you got to remember my parents were very like fucking strict with me. Like they were no nonsense. So it was like, all right, if you want a pet, it's got to go in a fucking, like, shoebox, basically. If it's bigger than the shoebox, you can't fucking have it. Mm-hmm. So anything that's worth, like, a pet that you can actually, like, interact with, fucking can't have it. What?
A pet you can pet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess you could pet a hermit crab, but, yeah. I mean, whatever. So, like, lately I've been trying to get Rachel, because our lease says we can't have a cat or a dog. Mm-hmm. So I said to Rachel, how about we get a rabbit?
Oh,
and I found out that Rachel's afraid of rabbits. So I can't get a rabbit. How fucking terrible is that? She's afraid of rabbits. But particularly the reason I bring this up is because I have finally figured out what I would name every animal. I've come up with a list of animals. I don't have it in front of me. I mostly have it memorized. But if you'd say what kind of animal, I could tell you what I would name it. Because I'm convinced now. I'm ready for the moment when she's going to go, okay, you can get a blank. And I'm going to say, yes, I know what I'm getting. I know what color it's going to be. I know we're going to go to the pound right now. We're going to get one. I know it's going to be named. Most recently, I figured out that I want, if I get a dog, it's going to be named Avon Barksdale. Best dog name ever.
What about a cat?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Ferret?
I've never told you that before?
No.
For the cat? Oh, yeah. I got it. If I ever get a cat, because I wanted to get a cat, because I told when I was living in Bloomfield, I said to Rachel, I want to have a cat, because I like cats. Mm-hmm. Because you can just fucking, like, if you give a cat food and a litter box, you can fucking leave it. It's done. Yeah. Like, it's set up. I love it. I like independent animals, because dogs always need love and shit. Like, I'm okay with that. I'm, you know, whatever, pet the dog, and hey, I'll give you some food and go take you for a walk. But I really prefer the fucking animal just do its own thing, so. Because I'm kind of like, I'm not dependable. Certain, like, I'm the kind of person, I'm like, not purposefully, but maybe it's another reason why my parents never let me have a pet, is like, I'm just fucking, sometimes I'm just doing other shit. It's like, fuck off. I don't want to take you for a walk. I got other shit to be doing. You know, so cat seems like a good thing, because we get along well, because, like, fuck you. Yeah, fuck you too. Whatever. Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson. Especially because just saying the name Samuel L. Jackson it's so great. And on top of that, it's like, Samuel L. Jackson, you're shitting all over the place. Oh, Samuel L. Jackson just pissed on the floor. Damn it, Samuel L. Jackson.
For the same reason someone once suggested to name all your pets after dictators. So you could shout, Kim Jong-il, stop shitting on the floor. God damn it, Hitler, get in here.
I truly love Samuel L. Jackson, and I keep him close to my heart. So what better way than to name my pet Samuel L. Jackson? But it wouldn't work for a dog. It would only work for a cat.
So, well, Avon Barksdale is too good a name for a dog, so.
Yeah, Avon Barksdale, especially because you'd be like, what up, dog? Hey, Avon, what's going on? So.
What would you name the rabbit if you got one?
Mr. Chips, without a doubt. Not even a debate about that. Because Rachel was like, maybe she was like trying to talk to me. She's like, all right, well, if you can get a rabbit, you know, how about we name it like Max or something? I was like, no, Mr. Chips. Fucking rabbits have to have dignified names, because rabbits are very serious and they're very stately. So they have to have dignified names. At least a Mr. or a Doctor or a Mrs. You know, like, yeah, well, I mean.
Well, why not Mr. Tibbs?
Mr. Tibbs sounds more like a monkey to me. Like,
oh, Jesus.
I'm serious. Mr. Tibbs.
Okay, just before we go any further, you know what Mr. Tibbs is from, right?
Vaguely? I've heard the name before.
In the Heat of the Night, it was Sidney Poitier's name.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you.
But if it
wasn't bad enough that I was using the words,
and he goes and he says specifically, and he specifically says they call me Mr. Tibbs in a very dignified and stately manner. So I was like, oh, that will work for your definition of rabbit. But then when
no, Mr. Tibbs sounds jolly to me. It does not sound. It does not like. It sounds more celebratory. It does not sound dignified. It sounds very. Like, I would say I would name a rabbit, like, something out of a Jane Austen, like, okay. book. Like, that would be, like,
Mr.
rabbits
Darcy.
Are very... Yes, that's right, yes. Mr. Darcy the Rabbit. Like, that's... Because that's what I'm saying. Like, they're very... Rabbits are very... Like, I would say that... You know how people dress up their dogs in, like, coats and shit, whatever?
Unfortunately, like, rabbit.
Yeah, well, my mother does it. Did I show you... I did. I tweeted that picture of my mother dressed up the dog for the... For the Christmas cards this year.
Yeah.
And the dog had on, like, a Santa hat and a Santa coat.
I saw.
Yeah, yeah. But Mr. Chips would have a fucking top hat, because he'd be fucking dignified. Like, I don't think I could get him to wear a monocle, but I think I could get him to wear a top hat, so...
I don't know. I've had a rabbit, so I know they're
Aren't
a little...
They wonderful?
I like rabbits, though. They're a little... But
yes!
Actually...
Yes!
I thought I saw... We thought we saw tracks in the backyard of a rabbit, because the back paws were long and right next to each other the whole time. It's like, oh, it looks like a rabbit. I'm like, I say, and Michelle and I both say simultaneously, I say, keep it. She says, eat it. And I specifically said, no, we are not eating a rabbit. There is no way anyone is ever cooking or eating a rabbit in my house while I live here. That's not happening.
That is another reason why I said to Rachel that rabbits are the perfect pet, because Hassenpfeffer is a reality. If anything befalls your pet, you have dinner. There is nothing that can go wrong with that situation. Rabbits are a win-win situation, no matter how you look at it. They're fuzzy. They're cute. They have dignified names like Mr. Chips. They are the greatest pet ever. They are. They're wonderful.
You can crate train them.
Yeah, you can create Shiranum, even better. I didn't know that, but yep. Fuck yeah, that's even better. What do they eat?
Vegetables and assorted things.
That's perfect, because we don't eat vegetables. So any of the like leftover vegetables we have, we can just give to the rabbit.
Not all of them, but some of them, yeah. What would you name a bird?
Ooh, see, that's a hard one. What kind of bird?
Budgie.
See, I wouldn't own a budgie.
I wouldn't own any bird, but it's a thought exercise.
Christopher. I think I would name him Christopher.
Parrot?
Yeah. Parrot, definitely something tropical.
Like Tito Puente?
Tito Puente would be an excellent name for a parrot. That would be great. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Now I gotta check that one off the list. Is it, like, birds, there's so many, like, that's a thing. Like, with a dog, I know what kind of dog I would want. Like, a medium-sized dog, you know, don't really care about the breed, just, like, well-behaved, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever. I'm very vague when it comes to my animals. Like cat, Samuel L. Jackson would probably be like black and gray, mm-hmm. you know, because that he would look cool. Because fucking Samuel L. Jackson's got to be a cool motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Mr. Chips
would
be like.
Motherfucker.
He would be. And Mr. Chips would have to be like white or brown with a patch over his eye. Cause now, man,
would the rabbit have floppy ears or stick up ears?
Don't care. I'm not a rabbit racist. I will take whatever I don't, you know, or I'll take whatever the rabbit's got. I would even go with a blacker or, you know, a darker colored rabbit. Not because I care too much about the color, just because I would say that if I want to find the rabbit around here, probably best case scenario, he's got to be a bright color, because I own a lot of black clothes. So I dress it mostly in black and dark colors. So chances are I'd never find that motherfucker if he was a dark color. So. For the exact reason I would want the cat to be black, because I would want the cat to shed and then not blend with all my clothes. So, because I know that cat's going to shed, so I fucking might as well go with the same color as my coat. So, anyways, now that I've seriously taken a big chunk out of our time by discussing names of animals, even though I didn't want to do that, but, well, I mean, I did want to do that, I'll be honest, it's fucking great, because I'm serious, I could, if I go to a pet store, I could walk around the whole, I could spend hours in the pet store, everyone's always like, I want to pet that dog, no, I don't give a fuck about touching the animal, I want to name it, I want to say, that one's name is Richard, that one's name is, you know, fucking Greg, you know, like, whatever, like, I don't care.
I've only done that once. I used to, because of my routine and stuff, I was always stopped off at a pet store for a while, and they had this puppy Bernese Mountain Dog.
What the fuck kind of routine were you on that you were always stopping at a pet store?
There was one near the bus, the terminal. I had to change buses. There was always a delay.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I had time to kill.
I thought you were taken into the pet store. Like,
no.
It's some sort of pet store business that was constantly occurring.
No. It was just something to do to kill time while waiting for a bus. And they had this Bernese Mountain Dog, and I named him Ben. And for weeks, I came to see Ben.
Ben is an excellent name for that dog.
I know. And then Ben was gone, and I'm upset. But now we have the people we went to American Thanksgiving for, I think I mentioned that, we had deep-fried turkey.
Yes.
One just died because he was old, had cancer. Bernese Mountain Dogs, and one's a puppy. And so I like them over there. I get to play with their – my favorite non-mutt breed – is probably mm-hmm. the Bernese, just in terms of aesthetics, and they're big and cuddly and, you know.
See, I'm not a big fan of big dogs. I kind of like medium size, because the bigger they get, the more like they tend to make a mess. I guess I don't know. I've never really owned.
In your apartment, a large dog would be a giant mistake.
Yeah, I agree. Just the fact that for it to turn around, it would have to knock over most of my shit. So. Oh, by the way, also, if I was held at gunpoint and I couldn't pick Mr. Chips or a rabbit name, Dr. Lightning would be a close second. So, there we go. Anyways, the idea of this podcast was not supposed to be talking about pet names, because apparently, if the last two shows haven't been made it completely clear, I'm off my fucking shit. Clearly having some problems keeping it together these last couple weeks, i.e. the time we're recording in, which may or may not be one day, or one night to be specific. Anyways, this was supposed to be the podcast, and this will be the podcast in which we just recap a couple of quick things that we were supposed to get to in past podcasts, or at least possibly, maybe this is a rebuttal podcast. That would be a best way of saying it.
Yeah.
We would like to go over a couple of the things that we have possibly gotten wrong, or quite possibly gotten right, and we're wanting to, you know, fucking tell you how awesome we are for getting it right. But anyways... I guess we'll start with you. What did what's something that we fucking have to touch upon again?
We talked about the TV season, right?
You can talk about whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah,
we did a couple of podcasts so far, so
I'm just trying to remember what we said about the TV season. I remember being excited about a couple of things. I think the Jim Caviezel, Ian McKellen miniseries for The Prisoner, I was excited about.
I was excited about that too until you said it was shit.
Oh. Such shit. Such, like, it's good people. It's, God.
It's Jesus, man.
It's more importantly, it's Magneto / Gandalf.
Yeah. Well.
For me.
Did they go up against one another or no?
Sort of. Like, it's this metaphysical bullshit. It's sort of
The
Matrix.
I want an all-out fucking slugfest between fucking Magneto and Jesus.
No, The Prisoner is in people's minds, like The Matrix, like the village. Okay, Jim Caviezel is, quote unquote, is The Prisoner, the title yes. character, and he's in this village. He finds himself...
The remake of the, what, 60s, 70s
yeah.
British...
That was apparently excellent.
Yeah, no, it is. I've seen... It's very cool, yes.
Okay.
In that kind of fucking... old-timey sort of way.
Yeah.
Not like old-timey, like 40s, more like 70s. So, yeah.
So he's in this village and of everyone has a name as a number, like number 12, number 2, number 6, number 9, whatever. And he doesn't know what's going on. He's got some amnesia. And ultimately, it turns out that this village is some mass hallucination, it seems. And it's run in the mind of the wife of whoever's number 2. So Ian McKellen and his wife leave the village by waking up, and then Jim Caviezel and this girl he fell in love with become the new people that sort of dream the thing into existence. It was horseshit. It was terrible. It was boring. Like, the acting wasn't... It was the writing and directing and pacing and stuff that was terrible. It was just... There was no... It's worthless. Worthless. It wasn't even bad enough to make fun of, really. It was just bad.
So, wait a second, though. Whatever happened to all the fact that, like, you were commenting about how there was nothing this season that was really, like, that great, and then last fucking, or the time prior, no, it was last time, the Christmas episode, you said that Modern Family is, like, a new fucking Arrested Development.
Sort of.
So, sort of.
It's, modern. There's a couple of good shows that I'm, there's two good shows I'm really liking this season, I think. Everything's been done for a little while, so I'm not sure, but Community and Modern Family.
Community was very cool, yeah.
Community I love.
What I caught of it, yeah. It seems very cool. Yes.
It's straight-up jokes for the most part. It's got a bit of heart to it, which is nice, but it's ridiculous. It's off the wall. It's extremely funny in terms of sort of gaggy joke situation. Whereas Modern Family is more... It's documentary style like The Office, but more loosely... Like, there's occasional times where they're having this sort of testimonials where they sit at a table and talk straight to the camera, like in The Office, but when they're not in that, the camera is less of a character than in The Office, so it's sort of just they're going about the day, and then suddenly they're in this talking to the camera bit. And it's the patriarch is Ed O'Neill and Sofia Vergara's family, and his son and daughter and their families. The son is gay, and they just adopted an Asian baby. And
yes.
The mother is married to a guy and has 3 kids, and the guy is a total idiot because he always wants to be cool and like the kids, so it's his shtick. So it's much more smartly written than, like, in there. It's Arrested Development style. It's not Arrested Development because very few comedies are, but it's in that sort of vein. So it's probably going to be canceled soon, but yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Those are the two big ones. Like, V was terrible. Flash Forward was okay. I'm not loving it. I'm just trying to see what new shows. I had it on the tab before, and it's gone.
Oh, see, the thing is, you're as usual the one in charge of this because I haven't seen any. I saw Community. as sort of a thing where I was trying to catch 30 Rock, and I was like, hey, Community, cool. Also, because Joel McHale, I mean, is on that, and fucking he's awesome. Well, I assume he's awesome because I don't have cable anymore, but of what I remember from my time with cable, The Soup was one of my favorite shows on TV because I fucking hate TV, and a TV show making fun of other TV shows just seems delicious to me. So, yeah. I mean, that's... So what were you saying now?
I haven't watched most, like... None of the, I haven't watched Cougar Town or Eastwick or any of the new dramas.
You really have to watch Cougar Town? I mean,
no. But the one other show that's new that I'm starting to come around more and more on is Glee. It's far and away the most exciting show of the season. Like, it's the one that's most talked about, a new show for sure.
Yes.
And I don't love it. Michelle loves it.
Why?
We both think it's, she loves show tunes and shit like that, and the sort of comedy of it is good. Like, it's fun, it's over the top, it's ridiculous, and Jane Lynch is in it, and she's brilliant.
Fair enough. Okay.
But the singing, they lip sync terribly, and it's a little too cheesy for me at times. Michelle loves it. I find it getting better, and I'm liking it more. But I'm still in this state where it's okay. I have no problem if she's watching it. I'll watch it too and enjoy it enough. But I'm not. If I was just me, I would not be watching it. It would not have passed muster.
Yeah, me neither. I can't see myself getting that anytime soon.
Aside from that, shows are back, and some of them are good. Some of them, like 30 Rock, is still good. Office is, Scrubs is back, and it's not good. Shockingly,
I've heard that,
I know, but. Yeah, it's
yikes.
It's more of the same for the most part from the returning shows. There's nothing that's take a huge dive. Heroes I've been liking a lot more. Possibly because of now the evil villain is Robert Nepper, who I think is amazing. And he's not really a full-on villain. He was in Prison Break, and he's been in a couple of things. He's not really known, as far as I know, he's not known for much aside from Prison Break. Like, that was his break. But
Just wish double check, and that's all.
He might have been. I haven't seen Carnival, but he might have been in Carnival, and he's leads this sort of carny full of whatever their version of mutants are.
Gotcha.
So it's fun carny talk, which makes it better. but yeah, so I like in Heroes more. Most everything else, like Grey's Anatomy and Ugly Betty and stuff, are sort of more the same, which I still enjoy, much to some people's shame. But yeah.
Well, that's if it makes you proud. If it makes you proud, I will mention that now that Rachel's gone home, I've got nothing to do basically besides look for work. So the idea was I'm catching up with people and shit like that. But obviously, I got fucking time on my hands. So last year I downloaded a bunch of TV shows. I shouldn't say a bunch of TV shows, more like movies. I was catching up on movies last year, particularly because I had a lot of shit to watch, and I have Netflix, so it's it works fucking hand in hand. But I did pick up IT Crowd last year, and I fucking love the IT Crowd. Fucking great show. I highly recommend to anybody who hasn't seen it. IT Crowd is one of my favorite things to come. I mean, because I don't like The Office, and I'm not really a big fan of that kind of fucking shit. But I mean, the British Office, good. Maybe just a little too awkward for me. I mean, I watched it. It was good. You know, the American Office, just way too fucking... for me, I don't know. Just something about it doesn't sit right with me. I get uncomfortable sitting there watching the show. I have to like shift in my seat and shit like that. Not so good. I mean, the show I'm sure great, but me not so good. But I decided this year I'm gonna finish watching The Shield because I figure what the fuck. I finished watching The Wire, so I might as well watch the 6th, 7th. Is there an 8th season of The Shield? I know I have 6 and 7 to watch.
I think it's just 7. I think 7's the last one.
Okay, so there you go. 6 and 7 to watch. And I figured, well, S.H.I.E.L.D., whatever. I got Black Books, which is a BBC series, I believe.
Black Books is brilliant.
Okay, awesome, good, because I didn't know much about it. I know who made it, I know who's in it, so I just said, fuck yeah, I'll pick up Black Books. So that's good. That's on the queue to watch. And also, because I've heard a lot from Justin and other people, and obviously yourself, I decided to start watching How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, cool.
So
I'd be curious what your take is on that.
I am also very curious what my take is on it, and I'm sure that sometime in the future I will be able to help you do another TV podcast, because I'm trying to catch... Like I said, I fucking hate TV, so How I Met Your Mother is the closest I'm willing to get to. Like, somebody recommended... the fuck's the name of it, Big Bang Theory, that show, and I would never watch that show. Never fucking watch it. I caught like a clip of it somewhere, and I just said, this is like it's pandering at its worst. You know, it's like, oh, like guy's got a fucking goofy T-shirt on, and he's a smart kid. So like, fuck those people. You know, like, I'm sure
it is a little better than that, but it's not something I recommend for someone who's like not. It's still a sitcom-y kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
it's a little better than what you're making like representing it. But yeah, it's not something I recommend. Oh, you have to watch Big Bang Theory. It's not fucking The Wire or Oz.
I figure I love Neil Patrick Harris and I love
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel, who is my man.
I want to be friends with him.
I don't even need to be friends with him. I just want to give him a hug. Just say thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you've done for the Muppets. Most importantly, because fuck yeah, man. That's all I need in life. It's a little love for the Muppets. But yeah, I figured catch up on a few shows. Because I mean, like I watch Top Gear, but I figure that's really not your thing. So I mean. Like I
like Top Gear when I've seen it. I just never caught up on it. Like,
did I ever show you the Top Gear review, the Ford Fiesta?
Is that the Army one?
Yes, where they drop it out of the
that was awesome.
Yes. And they race through the mall and so. Yes, that's it. If anybody out there, if you got maybe 10 minutes to kill, go look for the Top Gear review of the Ford Fiesta. Some of the best TV ever made, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm not a big TV person. I love Top Gear. I hate cars. Absolutely can't. I don't drive. I hate cars, but I love Top Gear. So I don't know how that works, but it just does. So I figure that would be good catch up on those things. What the fuck? Anything else we have to say about TV?
Not really. House has been kind of crappy this season, but we'll talk about that when you actually watch it. If you catch up on it, we'll talk about it then.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely will, because even actually over the holidays, my mother pulled me aside and she said, have you been watching House? And I'm like, what do you mean, have I been watching House? And because when I met Rachel, I was dressed up as House for Halloween.
Yeah.
Since then, because of, I guess, all the pictures she has from Halloween or something, because, you know, my mother's on Facebook now, so she, like, gets her hands on shit. Yeah, that's always weird. But anyways, so she has pictures. What?
My mom's on Twitter.
What? How the hell is that possible?
She occasionally replies to me. I'm not sure how often how regular she's on it, but yeah.
How? What kind of reply is always? Now I feel like I got to clean up some of my language. Not in your mom's on Twitter. Jesus Christ! What have you been making?
Actually, her last four tweets have been replies to me.
Are they just like, I hope you wear a coat? It's real cold out today.
No, they are. Lucky you, when I Foursquare checked in at 40 West, which is a steakhouse out in the suburbs. She must have thought I was eating there. I was just delivering cupcakes for Michelle. The next one was, I was looking for a Long John Baldry album, and my mom tweeted saying she has a copy on the computer, and she can send it to me, but I already found one. The next two were about me checking it at the bar, and she tweeted again, because we were there for my birthday.
She's worried about you.
No, we were there for my birthday, like literally the week before.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And about the... And Quebec and maybe Canada, right now you can apparently declare a computer purchase as a business expense and it's 100% deductible. So
how the hell are you not getting on that?
I just bought a new desktop and I'm buying a new MacBook like tomorrow.
Motherfucker.
By tomorrow, I mean 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh man, I can't believe that they don't see if they had that shit in America. Fucking yeah, I would have about 6 new computers right now.
But yeah, so yeah, I'll be doing that. That's what my mom has tweeted recently.
All right, fair enough. It bugs me a little bit to see the parents on like the social networking things, because that's not what I use social networking for. I have a cell. Actually, matter of fact, because I don't talk on the phone, my cell phone's pretty much only used for calling my mother. Because even though I don't talk to her all that much, that's how little I use my cell phone. And she'll call me up and she'll be like, I'm at the store and I'm looking at Wii Ski. Is $20 a good price for that? I'm like, yeah, it's good. The game kind of sucks. You might not want to buy. Oh no, I think it's gonna be real good. Your grandmother might want to play it. I'm like, all right, yeah, it's good. So she pulled me aside and she was like, have you been watching House this season? They're really going and doing different things this season. I'm really worried about House. And I'm like, okay, mom. But I haven't been watching it. I mean, like, she knows we don't have TV. She's like, oh, well, I thought, you know, like, you go over somebody else's house and you watch it. I'm like, No, I mean, like, she's just, you know, she knows I like this show, so it's another thing she can kind of, like, say, you know, oh, I watch it, too. So it's cool. You know, I like the fact that she watches it. You know, I wish I was watching it, too, so I had more to talk to about with my mom. So, you know, but whatever. So apparently House is not doing so good right now.
It seems to be getting back to where it should be, but there was a brief, like, overly dramatic, overly too much shit going down, and less snarky solving medical mysteries shit.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, because, fucking, I'll admit, I stopped watching it because I was getting a little bit tired of the formula, so, you know, whatever. But, anyways, with no segue whatsoever, I wanted to comment on the movies, because we haven't been to the fucking movies, to the movie theater, to see a new movie since Zombieland, I think?
I think I've seen two movies in theaters since the summer. Like, since we last talked about movies, I've seen two movies in theaters.
Like,
Where the Wild Rachel Things Are and Up in the Air.
Okay. Going to the movies is like a big thing for us. Like, it's like a fucking trip out. It's like a date night type thing. Like, we go to the movies every fucking week. We're big on doing that kind of stuff. Doesn't matter what we're seeing. We just like going. We're just big movie people. Especially because, and speaking of my mother, she's really big on getting us like gift certificates and shit for the movies. So like whenever it's like Rachel's birthday or my birthday, it seems like we're always able to, like, at least half of the year, we're able to get gift certificates in the movies, because it's like, that's like, I guess, what people just do for her and I, because we really are big on, you know, going to movies, and everybody knows it, so I guess that's like the go-to thing. So we're always going, and this, we have just a fucking backlog of gift certificates to the movies, because we haven't seen fucking shit. Even though we've been trying to go, we haven't been super excited to see anything up until, like, the two of us together are excited about seeing something. I guess you could say Where the Wild Things Are, we really wanted to go see. We just didn't get the chance to. But lately, Avatar and what the fuck? Sherlock Holmes. Those are the two big ones. Avatar and Sherlock Holmes. And she's really excited about the Christmas Story with the Jim Carrey, the motion cap. Yeah, well, that's her. She likes 3D and kind of shit. So, I mean, I probably won't go see Avatar in 3D because fucking shit churns my stomach. But I don't know. Maybe we'll see. So,
when people listen to this, I will have seen Avatar in 3D on the IMAX.
Oh, you motherfucker. You're going to blow chunks, sir.
No, I won't. I'll be fine. I don't have problems with 3D at all. I have problems with the shaky cam, like in District 9 or...
Oh, see, I love that shit. That doesn't bother me at all.
I think it makes Paranormal Activity. I saw Paranormal Activity.
How was that?
I really, really liked it.
Was it really, really scary like everyone said it was?
It was really, really well done, and when it got to the scares, they were creepy, and the scares were done really well, but there's a fair amount of lead up before the scares start happening. But yeah, no, it's one of the best horror movies I've seen ever.
Okay.
And yeah, so I've seen that. I've seen Where the Wild Things Are, which I saw on the final showing of the last day it was in Montreal, because I had to see it.
Gotcha.
And I loved it. Totally loved it. Want to see it again, but can't until it's on DVD. And I saw Up in the Air. And I imagine I will have loved Avatar, but I don't know if I have right now.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, everyone's been saying, like, Avatar is just like watching a documentary of another planet, and there's a big, you know, fighting scene.
Yeah.
And I'm like, awesome, because I love documentaries, and I love fucking shit blown up. So, I mean, you know, like,
Did you see District 9?
Oh, yeah. No, I love fucking District 9. That's what I was saying. Like, I remember that's why I want to bring this up, because our movie podcast was basically, I think it was right before District 9 came out. Because I remember we were talking about how, like, the summer was so disappointing because everything was still kind of like, you know. And then, like, District 9 was coming out, and something else was coming out, too, that was really big. Well, that was September. It was something in August that was really big, and I forget what it was, but it was definitely District 9 and something else wanted to see.
Up was before that, I think.
Yo, no, Up was really good. Up was one of the few things this summer that I thought completely kicked the shit out of my expectations. Yeah. I mean, because I really, when I saw that, you know, coming off of WALL-E, like, we love WALL-E. Rachel and I, like, I would say WALL-E is one of my favorite science fiction movies in the last, like, fucking, as far as I can remember.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, and I mean, and of course, like, so is fucking Moon and District 9, which came out this year. Yeah. So it's like, it's been really good for science fiction. I mean, and Star Wars came out this year. Star Trek came out this year.
And Avatar's coming fucking out this making year. A mistake.
And Avatar's coming out this year. Yeah, it seems like fucking good time to be me and mm-hmm. loving science fiction. So, whatever. I mean, there was something else that was coming out. I forgot what it was. But I remember we were talking about how District 9 was going to be good, and it was. It was really fucking good.
Yeah.
And then there was something, and then there was Gamer, Surrogates, and Extract. And I remember saying, like, Extract was going to be really good, and Gamer was supposed to be super wonderful, and, you know, and I was like, oh, and Surrogates is going to be really good because the comic is really good, and it was, you know, but the movie wasn't really that good, so... I don't know. I was really disappointed by everything I thought was going to be really good in September. I mean, Extract was okay. You know, I would say my love of those actors is what mm-hmm. got me through that movie, because it was fun watching them.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Judge did not really do well with that story. Like,
yeah.
it was okay. You know, it was passable. It certainly, like, if it was on some Saturday afternoon on TV, you know, fuck it, whatever, I'd watch that movie. You know, I certainly have no problem paying for that movie. We did. We went, both Rachel and I went, we laughed, we thought it was good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't fucking great. You know, I mean, like, nowhere near expectations.
Did
What's
you see
up?
Idiocracy?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I liked Idiocracy, yeah.
I did not like Idiocracy.
I thought it was fucking, you know... I didn't think that it was. It's nowhere near what everybody's like. Everyone's like, "Oh, it's so underrated. It's such a great movie." Whatever.
Yeah,
no, it's not underrated, and it's not a great movie. It's a good movie. It's funny, you know, especially funny because it makes a decent social commentary, but it's not. I think it's a little too full of itself. I don't know.
My problem was it was way too full of itself and way too heavy handed with everything. It was ridiculous. Like, I found it just too much. I just couldn't stomach it. And it's not like I'm some crazy person who thinks that, oh, these fucking liberal whatever. But I just, no, it was fucking bullshit. Especially compared to the brilliance of Office Space. Like, you know this, and King of the Hill is fantastic, and Beavis and Butthead was groundbreaking at the time. Like, this guy can do better than this. And that's, it was partially just disappointment at how not worth my time it was. Like, it was, I've spent worse hour and a half. Like, I liked it better than I liked Anchorman, but
you didn't like Anchorman?
No.
I mean, I'm not saying like Anchorman was the greatest movie ever, but it's Anchorman's an entertaining movie.
I'm not a big fan of Will Ferrell's that kind of Will Ferrell shtick.
Oh, me neither, but I mean,
I did love the newscaster Battle Royale, and
okay.
Every time Steve Carell spoke. But
and I forgot about 9.
I wanted to see that but never got around to it.
Boy. You made the right choice. Okay. I think it was all right. It was not that great. I don't know. Certainly, like I said, nothing was really like fucking good.
I'm glad I didn't miss much then.
No, you didn't.
I never saw Inglourious Bastards. That's what I'm upset I missed.
That's what it was. It was District 9 and then Inglourious Basterds, and that was fucking awesome. I mean, the level in which that movie works is fantastic, and I don't want to say only Tarantino can do it, but it was definitely very... It was a Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
It was done well. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I thought it was really good.
I was at the theaters twice, actually at the theater trying to see that, and it was sold out both times. Actually, I was at the theater once, and once it was sold out 7 hours earlier.
Motherfucker.
The days I wanted to see it, I was like, oh, fuck off.
Jesus.
But,
yeah. Oh, fucking The Invention of Lying. That was the big one that I remember that was like going to save You didn't see Invention of Lying?
We didn't end up seeing it. Michelle and I just realized the other day, like, oh, hey, we never saw that. But
motherfucker!
We'll catch on the movie network.
I would say The Invention of Lying, it was underrated. Of everything I saw of it...
Yeah,
I
remember you really liked it.
It was not fantastic, but it was fucking great. I mean, it was... I would say of all the, well, I don't really know any way to other, describe it. I mean, of all the movies that came out this year, I would say if I had to pick out one DVD from every month to own of such a movie, I would say it was a tie between Invention of a Lying and Zombieland, because they were really good, both of them.
And I saw neither.
Zombieland was really good, I feel, because it was short, but possibly it might have been a little too short for me, because it seemed like there wasn't, like, they kind of rushed through a little bit of it. And I don't want to say anything more about it, because I would say anything I say about that movie is going to spoil shit for you. So
I already know about
the cameo.
Yeah, I know about the cameo. We're not going to say what it is, because other people probably don't, but I'm okay with that.
The cameo is good. Actually, I take that back. I shouldn't make snap judgments and say that either one of those was a definitive movie from October, because I just remembered that Where the Wild Things Are was in fact October, not November.
Yeah.
And also Black Dynamite came out in October.
I've only heard good things about that. I never saw that though.
It opened in 70 theaters. Yeah, so can't really say that either one of us could have seen it, unless because I mean I would have to go in the city to see it, and you'd probably have to wait in line for fucking ever to go see it. So and Ong Bak 2 came out in October.
It did
as
come
well
out.
So it said, apparently according to the website I'm looking at right now, it came out in 12 theaters. So
I don't know how did that happen. Ong Bak 1 did amazing. How did it only come out in 12 theaters?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know. And I didn't get a chance to see Boondock Saints 2.
Me neither.
Because
which is such a failure on our parts.
No, I know. I feel like a bad person, because I remember I saw Boondock Saints 1 when it first came out. Like, literally, it had just come out on DVD. And I was – because I was at my – well, maybe it didn't just come out on DVD, but it was certainly fucking close in there, because it was when I was still in high school. And I was looking at colleges, and we went to go visit a college, and part of it was like, oh, hey, let's go watch a movie, and we watched Boondock Saints. And I was like, holy shit, this is what college is about? You get to fucking sit around and watch movies like the Boondock Saints? That's awesome. And sure enough, that's what fucking college was like for me. So all in all, pretty cool. Gentlemen Broncos was pretty terrible, but I love Sam Rockwell. Love fucking Sam Rockwell. And Jermaine Clements from Flight of the Conchords is awesome as well. So just the two of them put together with the lead actor, Michael Rango, cool kid, seemed like all in all, like I really don't – it was a bad movie, but I feel like an asshole, you know, like shitting on it, because it was a bad movie, but it was – there's no reason – I guess just it was bad because fucking, you know, shit happens. Movies don't always come out great. So I don't know. You know, it just it was a movie that could have been great maybe if it wasn't made by the dude that made Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
I really don't – I'm not a big fan of Napoleon Dynamite. I've never seen – Nacho Libre.
Don't.
I really don't. Yeah, I really don't think that dude is qualified to be doing what he's doing. But whatever, fucking shit happens, and people get fucking movies that they shouldn't be making. So, I don't know. Whatever. Is there anything that you particularly have to bring up about the movies that you felt would be
that I haven't said
fucked
already
up about? We both missed out on Fantastic Mr. Fox too.
It's still in theaters here.
I don't think they are here. I don't think it is here, but I'm maybe wrong. I mean,
I'm going to be upset. Hang on. I need to look.
Because we've been missing a lot, to be honest.
Oh, it's only out for three. No, Fantastic Mr. Fox only been out for 3 weeks.
Okay.
It's got some legs,
I mean,
still.
I know that I'm a big George Clooney fan, so I wanted to see The Men Who Stare at Goats. Didn't get a chance to see that, and I don't think I will. Fantastic Mr. Fox, didn't see it. Probably going to catch it on DVD. Pirate Radio, didn't get a chance to see it.
I missed
probably
that
won't
too. Fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, we've been missing a lot of shit. Like, fucking, we need to step it up on this podcast here.
Pirate,
and of course,
Pirate is still in theaters.
Oh, that's good. Oh, but Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. The Nicolas Cage playing a detective, who is addicted to drugs and all kinds of crazy. I don't think we're gonna see that one. I have to wait for DVD for that shit.
A little bit up in the air.
Up in the air. I don't think I'm gonna get a chance to see. I don't. To be honest, of all the things I wanted to see in November, I don't think I'm gonna get a chance to see any of it, because, like I said, number one, Rachel's not here, so I won't be going to see any movies in the theater unless, like, fucking I go out with Justin or somebody, which I'm open to, but I don't think I know that I'm waiting to see Avatar and Sherlock Holmes with Rachel, so that pretty much kills all of my shit I would go see with my friends, but she really wants to go see it, and she's really I want to go see it too. We want to see it together, so because that way we can fucking sit and talk about all the Fern Gully people, and so on and so forth. I mean, she really wanted to go see The Blind Side, but I don't think I can sit through that movie. Yeah, like I basically the threat was like if I have to sit through The Blind Side, she has to sit through Ninja Assassin. So, but then again, I thought about it. I was like, Ninja Assassin is probably going to be a punishment for both of us.
Yeah.
So. I offered to see The Princess and the Frog with her, but she turned me down because I think she thinks it's a racist movie. So, no, whatever. And I really wanted to see The Road, but she out and out said no. She said, I will never go see The Road with you. That movie looks like it's just fucking depressing, the movie. So she's like, just fucking don't want to see it. So, and that's basically it. I mean, up until now, like, there really hasn't – that's been everything. We've really been fucking dropping them. How was Up in the Air?
I really liked it. Clooney's, as always, was amazing. But the ending was okay. I felt apart a bit. Like it didn't even fall apart. It was like literally the last. I would have liked for there to be like 30 seconds more of movie.
Fair enough.
But it was just it was still totally worthwhile to see, and I didn't pay for it. We got free passes to the screening, but
gotcha.
I still would have paid for it.
Have you been able to pick up anything on the Slammin' Salmon?
Slammin' Salmon.
It is the new movie from the Broken Lizard guys.
Oh, no.
I think it came out already. Well, it definitely came out already as of this podcast going up, but as of our recording, maybe not, which might give you a clue as to when we're recording. actually, no, it is in theaters, apparently. It's the guys who did Super Troopers, because apparently, I guess they fucked up one too many times, and now they're going to limited release instead of full release. So, lucky them, poor fucking guys.
It's probably for the best. Those probably do way better on DVD anyway.
Oh, yeah, totally, because I don't think any one of those fucking movies you want to see, like, mobile. It's sort of like on the couch, fucking hanging out, drinking or smoking or fucking whatever. And then, that's what it was. She wants to go to, after she gets back, she wants to go to New York City because she wants to go see the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Oh, I
want to
see that really because, badly.
Because, yeah, the other night we were watching, before all the Christmas stuff came up, shouldn't say the other night, a long time ago, weeks ago, we were supposed to be watching a movie together, and I was like, I didn't really have any DVDs or anything from Netflix because, you know, I was watching The Wire at that time. And so I was like, all right, well, just pick something off InstaWatch. And she picked one of my movies off InstaWatch, which was The Adventures of Baron Munchausen, I believe it is.
Yeah.
So, and we watched that together, and fantastic, because I was like, oh, it was so, like, so good for me because I'm a big Monty Python fan. And I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. Like, how did I not see this shit sooner? You know, especially because, like, I as soon as you told me about the wonderful, you know, everything that is Terry Gilliam.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, good. I can at least pronounce somebody's fucking name right. I watched The Fisher King and pretty much every other movie you threw at me, but I missed Munchausen.
Yeah.
So I think that was an excellent way to get – I think that was a good way to show her what Parnassus is going to be like. Because she doesn't know. I think she saw 12 Monkeys, but all she could tell me about it was they had shaved heads.
Yeah.
was what she then said, and I was like, yeah, well, you know, you're in for a treat then, because this movie's gonna go batshit the complete opposite way of what you're thinking. So, yeah, there's that. Anyways, so I guess you're pretty much done about talking about movies. Gotham Central was awesome. I know George was ripping on me on, or maybe not. I don't know. I have a hard time getting context of, I have a hard time getting context and emotion from tweets because they're very short and, I mean, they're very to the point. Mm-hmm. He was making a comment that I kind of just like ramble off the same five or six like favorite books like Preacher and Why and Transmetro and whatever. Like, why can't I read new things? And I do read new things. It's just I don't talk about a lot of stuff that I read because. Fucking, like I said, I have a problem with processing my thoughts and talking at the same time. I have to think then talk if I want it to come out correctly. Otherwise, it's gonna be like park a car with the thing in the place and Richard. So, you know. But I have been reading a lot of comics, and I'll probably comment. I will comment on the comics soon when we do another comic issue or comic podcast, because I'm hoping. When does Blackest Night wrap up? Because as soon as that wraps up and I'm able to get it totally, I mean, I hopefully will be able to get it on trade, but I mean, I don't know, whatever way I can get it, as soon as it gets done, I'm going to try and read it all the way through. I would like to talk about that, because I know you've been like going crazy about Blackest Night, so.
Yeah, it's ends in March or April, I think.
Motherfucker, yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
You're killing me. No. All right, well, then you should read Gotham Central or something, whatever. Something we can fucking talk... Something we should be on the same page about, because I have been reading Fantastic Four that you recommended. I have been reading a lot of stuff. I'm catching up on everything Brian Wood and Brubaker and Rucka and everything I can basically get my hands on of all the great writers I've read, because I'm a huge Brian Wood fan and I'm a huge Brubaker fan. So, actually, I know some way or another... By the time this is going to go up, I will be reading the Criminal series, because I really want to go and get the omnibus
the first volume.
Yeah. I really am looking forward to reading that. And there you go. So
yeah, I feel like I will have. By the time you are listening to this, I will probably already have Gotham Central.
Okay.
And I actually just recently got two Northlanders trades, which are Brian Wood's Viking series.
I don't know what to think about that, though.
I've read it.
I just hear about like pirates and fucking Vikings and shit. I'm kind of like, I'll let you know. Okay.
Yeah.
I would love to love it. So yeah. I mean, anything Brian Wood does, I'm a big fan of. I mean, the dude has done some really out there shit, and I'm fucking right there with him. So. You know, especially that's who does the art on that? Not Becky Cloonan, because
on Northlanders,
yeah,
that's it. Changes in book one. It's some guy whose last name is Gian Felice.
Okay.
And in book two, it's Ryan Kelly, who drew Local.
Yes,
Amazing.
Who is amazing? Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
So actually, I gotta catch up on more stuff that he's, because that's another thing too, is that you always like, we always talk about writers, because I'm a big, you know, like I love the medium. But I'm still more attracted to writers than I am artists. But, I mean, I do really like Becky Cloonan. Ryan Kelly, says his name is?
Ryan Kelly's the guy that drew Local and...
Yes, yeah, he's fucking awesome. I know, because I love Local.
I got an art book of his.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the girls that you're complaining about?
That was a Jamie McKelvey print.
I thought you... Oh, who the fuck is the guy that draws Liberty Meadows? I thought you were getting his
book. John... something Cho, maybe?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him in New York. He had some talk at one of the panels. He was talking for a while about that.
He is fantastic.
He's totally... He loves cheesecake and is proud of it.
He is such a cool dude. Yeah. It's definitely Cho. What the fuck's his first name?
I don't remember.
Frank Cho. That's his name. Yes. Yeah.
So,
I remember I have a couple issues of Liberty Meadows, because as much as I'm not a big fan of like anything outside of like Calvin and Hobbes, like, you know, I'll read comics newspaper style comics every once in a while. Because you what were you recommending to me, some Wednesday comics or something or other?
Wednesday comics was the sort of thing DC did that was like each. It was newspaper-sized pages, and each page was one, like it was a 12 newspaper page comic type thing. So you got one.
Didn't
page
Marvel
a week.
Do something like that too, or no?
Don't think so.
Okay, all right. Because I could have sworn that Marvel did something that was sort of like a James Kolchaka, and I'm probably saying.
Oh, they
wrong.
Did. No, yeah, they did. Strange Tales, which was a 3-issue mini.
Yeah.
That was it was just a miniseries, an anthology miniseries.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I probably would like to get my hands on that too. Just
Jordan Vasquez, Peter Baggy, Paul Pope.
I don't know what to think about him, but whatever. Vasquez. So,
Invader Zim was worth it alone. He could do no wrong because of Invader Zim.
All right. So many people have tried to get me into Invader Zim, but it has nothing to do with the material. It has nothing. I would hopefully it has nothing to do with me. It's just every time I try to watch it, it's almost like a sitcom gag where someone will put it on and another person will burst into the room and be like, "We have to go do this now." Okay. So I haven't had the chance to really sit down and watch a full episode, or maybe I have. I don't fucking remember, but you know. I remember it's decent. I remember it was watchable. Yeah. So, I mean, I just remember I haven't been really, like, taken with anything short of, like, Foster's Home for Imaginary. Mm-hmm.
Like you, back to sort of talk about, I'm significantly more follow artists, writers more than artists. But I'm getting more and more into the art side of things. Like, I've been picking up art. I have Ryan Ottley's art book, who's the guy that draws Invincible. I have a Ryan Kelly one. I have a Stuart Immonen one, and I've been getting sketches at cons now. I have stuff from Carl Kerschel. I have a McKelvey print, so I'm much more into the art stuff than I used to be. But yeah, I'm still way more into the writers than anything.
But it's not like I have anything against fucking artists. I mean, especially because growing up, I was always like I said, I was always a big fan of Stan Lee.
Yeah.
You know, like always obsessed. Like if Stan Lee's name was on it, I was fucking there. You know, and I really did mean what I said earlier today to all of you that are listening. I really am awkward and I really am pretty bad at going places and dealing with people in person. And I was no different when I was a kid. When I was a kid, there was a place on Main Street in the middle of town, which is about 6 or 7 blocks away from my parents' house, and it was the one place I was allowed to walk by myself on, I think, Thursdays. I was allowed to go. I was allowed to walk the 6 blocks, and I didn't have a wallet, but I did have a phone booth, like blue plastic bank that was for Bill and Ted. And it was like the Bill and Ted animated series or something, whatever. And that was what I had. It was like you open up and you can keep your money in there. And that's what I had. It would jingle jangle the whole way I would walk because I would hold it in my pocket and whatever, thinking that I would be getting mugged. I guess I don't know why. Probably because my mother was very overprotective. Like, protect your money in the 6 blocks because there's probably ninjas or something there. I don't know. Whatever. So. Yeah, so and then I would go and I, you know, whatever, Stan Lee was my first choice. If I had 10 bucks that week to spend, which was very rare because I didn't have a lot of money as a kid, you know, and I still don't because I'm fucking, you know, unemployed. But, you know, Stan Lee was the first thing. And you know what? It's only as an adult I realize what a big mistake I made because I missed out on so many great things by just going saying Stan Lee each time. Not because Stan Lee's stuff is any better or worse than anybody else's stuff. You know, it's just because there's so much more to it. Because without Jack Kirby, there wouldn't be Stan Lee.
No.
You know, and that's the fucking truth. I mean, I know that as an adult, it's hard to admit and come to terms with, but there wouldn't be a fucking Stan Lee if there wasn't. I mean, like, yeah, he did the fucking writing. Like I believe he started with Marvel because he was somebody's nephew, I believe. And basically, the idea was, well, see, I remember because I had the. In another way to like try to explain to my mother, like, well, I want to buy books to read and learn to read more, and like, you know, you can't pass off comic books that way too many times, because then they're like, you're just reading fucking comic books, that's reading the pictures. But it's not really, because fucking parents don't understand, you know, as the saying goes. I used to get all of the books on Marvel's history.
Yeah.
So I used to be able to like fucking tell you. I could tell you who fucking ran the, you know, letters pages in fucking, you know, the Incredible Hulk. Like, that's just the fucking way I was. I could tell you all about how I could sing the Marvel Merry Marching fucking band song, whatever. And like all the fucking ridiculous shit that no one ever remembers, you know, I knew because I was so fucking obsessed because I had those books and shit, whatever. And I remember that Stan Lee started off just writing prose pieces in the back of like Captain America and shit, whatever. I believe that's how it went. You know, but still, I mean, another thing, like, that's what, I remember saying how I love the Fantastic Four. I really should have commented that it's not just that I love the Fantastic Four because of the writing. I think because as a kid, as someone who didn't know that he liked science fiction, because I was a big science fiction fan, just didn't know I liked it until I got old enough to discover Isaac Asimov and all the, you know, shit that I know now as like fucking awesome. I mean, even now I'm 25 years old and I'm still reading the Foundation series. So, you know, and I mean, I think that's a fucking atrocity. So, but then again, I'm a fucking science fiction fucking nerd. So that's my thing. But yeah, I mean, all this, all just the fucking visuals of it like that. That's what science, when I imagine shit in books, I see what Jack Kirby would draw, or yeah, at least what I think Jack Kirby would draw, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I really should loosen up a little bit and say, I'm going to hunt down some books based on the artist, because the artist brings just as much, if not more, in certain cases, to the table as the writer, because you got to fucking, especially with the medium being as complicated as it is, you need the fucking visuals to the fucking writing. You know, they both go hand in hand, and one can ruin the other, you know, very easily. So there's that. I don't know. I've been talking way too much. Yeah. Anyways, how long is this episode? Jesus Christ.
We're,
I feel like I gotta constantly do time checks. Hour and seven?
Yep.
Motherfucker. Good night. I am going to bed. Jesus Christ. If you haven't noticed, the running gag now is I have to constantly check and see how long the show's been running. You know, because I can't fucking manage to shut my mouth long enough to figure it out for myself. So, anyways, is there anything else we need to talk about? Anything you feel bad about in these couple last, what, 10 or so episodes that we've been doing? 8, 9, whatever they are at this point?
Well, only the poor audio quality from my end.
You're not supposed to say that. You're going to bring attention to the fact that my fucking editing sucks now, too, so. Well, you know what? By the time you hear this, it'll probably be 2010, which is fucking weird.
I'll be turning 30 this year, that year, whatever year.
Oh, you motherfucker.
It's the end of that year, but still, it's the year I turn 30.
If it wasn't scary enough, the fact that it's fucking 2010, which is just, man, fucking crazy. Like, we're in the future now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Skynet has already taken over.
What's that? Skynet would have already taken over, like, fucking, what, 3 or 4 times? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking, they messed up real bad. I mean, at least if you're going to set the fucking singularity, like, if you're going to say, like, it's like, you know, fucking evil robots are going to take over, you know, like, aliens can show up at any time. That's a better bet, you know, like, fucking aliens. You know, they just fucking pop in and be like, hey, we're ruining your shit. Or here's the cure of every disease, you know, whatever the fuck aliens do nowadays. But robots, like, you know, we're not going to have any fucking robots that are going to take over shit for at least fucking 20, 30 years. So, I mean, safe estimate 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. I'm tired and clearly fucking out of funny things to say. So.
All right, so
what's that, Shuckles?
I don't know.
What's the problem now?
So that's it, I guess, for episode, was this 9?
Sure.
I think it's
whatever
9.
You say. I think it's 9, too.
I think it's 9.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, and we'll be, look at that, episode 10 in 2010.
Oh, it was all planned. That's why I made you sick.
Yeah.
So we'd take that week off. Just so
something
this would happen.
I don't know what the fuck happened to me, so I don't know. All right, I gotta
it
go.
Was worth
I gotta
it.
Go
All right.
Find some stuff around the apartment, so and I gotta get All to right. bed.
Stay
so good night, sir. Have a good, happy New Year.
Good night.
All
happy
that.
New Year.
And, I'll see all of you in 2010 with episode 10 of Internet Boyfriends.
Take
good
care.
Night, folks.